With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. A 41-year-old Hampton man is facing two charges for allegedly crashing through a garage with a pickup truck this past Sunday in the 900 block of Highway 65 in rural Geneva. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio On The Go News that Jared Reason was located yesterday along with his white in color 2018 GMC Sierra 1500. The truck drove completely through the garage, leaving several thousand dollars of damage to the garage and items stored inside and behind it. Reason was charged with leaving the scene of a property damage accident and for failing to obey a traffic control device, both simple misdemeanors. Yesterday, about 8:25 p.m., the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department was called out on the report of a single vehicle rollover accident in the 13,000 block of Thrush Avenue, southeast of Mason City. 20-year-old Terrence Matlock of Rockwell was driving a 2007 Chevy Malibu when he struck a deer while trying to miss a second deer and lost control going into the east ditch and rolling his car a few times. Matlock and his passenger, 18-year-old Anna Yerman of Latimer, received minor injuries while the Malibu was totaled. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 40-year-old Adam Moon of Ames, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for failing to serve a jail sentence from the original charge of domestic assault. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Damani Holt of Des Moines, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for a probation violation. Both are being held at the Hardin County Jail. Authorities have confirmed that an Iowa woman who was reported missing earlier this month died in an apparent murder-suicide at her ex-husband's home. Charles City Police say the body of 44-year-old Jennifer Jo Swingen, also known as Jennifer Smith, was found last week. Police say her ex-husband, 46-year-old Shane Swingen, died on October 12th of an apparent drug overdose. Officers later found Jennifer Swingen's body at the home. Police say an autopsy determined she had been strangled. Court records show they divorced in 2019. He lived in Charles City, and she lived in Dunkerton. The Wright County Board of Supervisors this week designated Board Chairman Carl Helgevold to act on behalf of the Board of Supervisors to sign documents on the opioid litigation. Iowa and other states have been negotiating legal settlements with several national companies that made or sold opioids. Fatal opioid overdoses jumped 36% to 213 in Iowa in 2020. That according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. Last night, the Belmont-Clemmy School Board received an update on the latest impacts the pandemic's been having on the students and staff members. Superintendent Dr. Dan Frazier tells Radio On The Go News that last week, several students and staff members were out of class in the high school, some due to COVID-19. Earlier this week, the elementary school, which normally has 50 staff members, had 17 out of the building, not all because of COVID, but for other reasons. The county health department tested all the staff members at the elementary level in recent days, and all the tests came back as negative for COVID. Frazier says they came close to having to shut down at the elementary level, but did not meet a state threshold to do so. The lineup for the 2022 winter dance party at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake has been announced. Don McLean will perform on Thursday, February the 3rd, while the Killer V's and Friends and the White Sidewalls will perform on February the 4th. Then on Saturday, February 5th, will feature several acts, including the group Los Lobos, along with Jason D. Williams and Austin Alsop. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, November 10th at 8 a.m., with a three-day pass selling for $120. Wednesday night, the Rockwell City Council approved to purchase a new taser for the police department to not exceed $2,500. The Rockwell Council approved the purchase of a Smith & Wesson AR-15 rifle for $799. The Rockwell City Council also decided to have the city policy state that a person must work for the city for 30 days before they would be eligible for life insurance coverage. And today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Brian Stevens, a member of the North Central Iowa Model Railroad Club. We'll talk about the Model Railroad Show and sale coming up October 31st at the Franklin County Convention Center. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.